radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling.
Looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
For Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla, this is Dr. Dave looking at a weather pattern across the lower 48 states that has begun to shift to a more zonal flow, which means that the weather systems will return to a more west to east parade instead of the roller coaster big swings from the north and south we've seen for the past couple of months. For the first time in months, California will see some much-needed rain and snow, and that system will move east, affecting the major eastern cities by New Year's Eve and January 1st, which, of course, is next Friday. This storm has had its origins in the Aleutian Islands in Alaska, so it's a very cold system out west. Look for rain to develop this evening across San Francisco on south to Los Angeles and San Diego, with about a half inch of rain, which translate to at least a half a foot of snow in Lake Tahoe and upwards to a foot of snow or maybe more in Mammoth Mountain and Yosemite. We'll track the storm eastward in our next update. I'm Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour right here on Sterling on Sunday.
Just bring money, money talks. And it's coffee break time at Denison Close, Route 22, Union, New Jersey.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that exciting? Dr. Ken Kronhaus is one of America's leading, if not America's leading, cardiologist. And by law, I am required to talk to a doctor about the coronavirus and about the vaccine. And I thought, who better than Dr. Ken? And then I thought, oh, my gosh, it is 9:35. I had better get in touch with him because that's how I prepare the show, Dr. Ken. And you are a sport. Thank you. And happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. It's always great to be with you.
It's always great to be with a great guest. And you are the best guest. Now, one of the reasons I needed to talk to you about the vaccine, is that this is a roller coaster of information. Every day, halfway through every day, we get new information, stunning information, contradictory information. Depending on the expert, it's either an expert who says, don't go out, and then we find out she went out, or we find this guy who is about the same age as my dad, and he walks out of an office building and gets applause and rejected by the president. This is very confusing to us. My questions, in your opinion, do you feel the vaccine is safe? Do you feel there's a difference between the vaccine from one manufacturer versus the other manufacturer?
Well, I think both vaccines that have been given emergency use authorization by the FDA, the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine and the Moderna vaccine, I think they're both very effective at about 95% effective, and I think they're both safe. And in fact, 9 days ago, and I couldn't wait, I was vaccinated. I had 1 day of fatigue, 1 day of chills, which was the day after. The new technology with the needle is amazing. You don't even feel anything. They tell you you'll feel a little fizz. It's like somebody poured a little bit of carbonated soda on your arm. It doesn't hurt. I just recommend look away from it, smile. You'll feel no pain. And then the next day, there is some pain and soreness at the injection site. The most common symptom seems to be fatigue, which I did feel the next day, and I would recommend, if you can, take the next day off. And I also had, during the day, some chills. There have been some other symptoms that have been reported, which I did not have, which headache, fever, I had neither of those two. But amazingly, Sunday, remember, I got the vaccine Friday at about 11 a.m., I went to bed Saturday night not feeling the greatest, but when I woke up Sunday, I felt fine. It was like any other Sunday morning. I was wondering, was that a dream? Did I really have the vaccine? Because when I woke up Sunday, I didn't feel anything. And Sunday, I went to the gym and worked out. And I worked on Monday, and I worked the rest of the week. And I really haven't felt anything. And I would be more concerned. I'm more afraid of the virus than I am of the vaccine. With any new vaccine, any new drug, there are going to be people who are allergic. And there's been now, up until tonight, over 1 million Americans who have already been vaccinated. There have been a few serious allergic reactions, just a few, a handful. And all except for one or two had already been carrying EpiPens, knew they had a history of serious allergy. They have you wait for 15 minutes if you have no history of severe allergy. If you have a history of severe allergy, by severe allergy, we mean you carry an EpiPen. You've had anaphylaxis where you couldn't breathe. They had to give you a shot of epinephrine when you had that allergic reaction. If you have that history, they watch you for a half hour. Almost all serious reactions to vaccines occur about 2 months after they've been developed. People are concerned because this thing was developed so quickly. Actually, the safety period was longer than what's required by the FDA for any other vaccine. The reason why this was put together so quickly, the time that it took to get the first patients into the study was amazingly short. The record for a vaccine in the past was the mumps vaccine in the late 4 years. And again, this was thought up in the lab in late January of this year, and then I got my vaccine in mid-December. It's a miracle. It's a scientific miracle. And the time that was shortened was getting the study started, and then what was lengthened was the safety period, that the required 2 months was extended to 3 months, and the safety has been remarkably good. I would urge everybody to think about getting this. Talk to your doctor. Have no hesitation. I can't wait for my second vaccine. I've already scheduled it with the Pfizer, which I got 3 weeks after the first vaccine. You get your second dose with the Moderna. It's 4 weeks. And then a week after your second dose, you'll be...
All right, now I'm confused. Does this suggest that since this vaccine was turned around so fast, Dr. Kronhaus, does it suggest that this vaccine was turned around so fast and is perfectly safe, apparently, that we have been waiting too long for new drugs to go online, that the waiting period of 2, 3, 10 years has been ridiculous?
Well, what was unique about the production of this vaccine was before the FDA approved it, they funded the manufacturing funds to produce it. So this was already stockpiled in the factory, ready to be delivered before the FDA already approved it. So that's what is unique about this. And we've never had a drug where it was manufactured for delivery before the FDA approved it. It's just unheard of, but these are different times. The way this vaccine works is fascinating. Do I have a minute to tell you about it?
You have a minute in a minute. You and I are talking to Dr. Ken Kronhaus. If you have a question about the vaccine, the number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Dr. Ken Kronhaus has received the vaccine. He had no ill side effects. Good news for you and me. This is Sterling on Sunday. I'm Walter Sterling. Let me tell you about Harry's Blades. I am so proud and happy that Harry's Blades is part of Sterling on Sunday because Harry's has just come out with their sharpest blade ever. And unlike other razor companies, they're not charging you more for their product improvements. Harry's new sharper blades are still as low as $2. Other razor companies have increased their prices when they introduce something new. Harry's is delivering their sharpest shave ever, and they aren't raising prices. I use Harry's blades. Personal endorsement. I was stunned the first time I used it because this is a completely different experience. It's not like the little pulling and the nicks and scratches. This is incredible. It's a fantastic shaving experience. And that's why I'm so proud to have Harry's with us. Now, I talked to the Harry's people, and here's the best part. They have a remarkable offer for you. When you go to harrys.com and put in Walter at the promo code position, Walter at the promo code position, here's what happens. You get a razor, a handle, a beautiful ergonomic handle. You can feel that it's well made. A nice carry box, and my favorite part, you get Harry's Shaving Gel, which goes on as a gel, softens your beard, turns into a nice foam, smells fantastic. Not too strong, not too weak. It's a nice smell. Listen to me. Blade, handle, gel, travel box. You put in the promo code Walter. What does that cost? It costs $3. What? How much? What? $3. $3. Get all the information at harrys.com. Harrys.com. Put in the promo code Walter and get the whole trial set for $3.
Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling. I'm holding it in my hand. I'm holding a Highlands container filled with incredible Highlands medicine, and I've posted it on Facebook so you can see me holding the bottle. Are you tired like I am of feeling pain every day, not being able to do what you love? For over 15 years, arthritis pain has slowly been taking over me, as it has for 54 million Americans. Yet many delay taking their pain medication over concerns of long-term risk or experience with side effects from common pain relievers. I discovered with Highlands the new Flexmore medicine, a natural relief for minor arthritis pain in daytime and nighttime formulas. Plus, the cap is easy to open. I love how it's made with natural active ingredients, which are tough on pain, yet gentle on the body. Get $3 off your purchase when you go to highlands.com/arthritis. Enter Walter at checkout to get $3 off your purchase, or find them at CVS, Walgreens, Kroger, Walmart, or Rite Aid near you.
Can you guess the mystery voice? Sterling on Sunday.
888-688-WALT. If you have a question for Dr. Ken Kronhaus about the vaccine, Dr. Ken had the vaccine, and he had no side effects. He's fine. He had the same side effects as a flu injection, which is usually the next day you have a little fatigue. But you wanted to share with us something interesting about how this vaccine works.
Right. If you understand how the vaccine works, you'll realize it's going to be a safe vaccine. Remember high school biology, DNA, mRNA. I don't want to get too much into the weeds, but think about a recipe book, and that's the DNA. And then you take one page and you Xerox the one page because you want a single recipe out of that recipe book, and that's the messenger RNA. That's taken to the place in the cell where the proteins are made, and from that messenger RNA, the body makes proteins, including antibody, which is part of the immune system, to fight bugs and foreign bodies. What the vaccine for viruses in the past were made with particles of the actual virus or attenuated live virus. With this vaccine, uniquely, the new technology is you're being injected with a little piece of messenger RNA, which is only stable in the body for a couple of days, and the messenger RNA is the code to tell the body's protein-making machinery what to do. And you're actually making a protein on the COVID-19 virus. You're making the COVID-19 virus's kneecap, if you will. It's called a spike protein. The COVID virus has its legs that attach to the human body, and the messenger RNA that you're injected with teaches the body to make the kneecap of the virus. And then our immune system sees this spike protein or kneecap of the virus as a foreign body. And the immune system goes wild. It makes huge amounts of antibody against this foreign protein, the kneecap of the COVID-19 virus. And then the immune system is locked and loaded and remembers that spike protein or kneecap. So the next time when the real virus comes into your body, the immune system, locked and loaded, releases and destroys the kneecap of the virus, and the virus can't attach to your body, and it's cleared. Now, this mRNA that's part of the vaccine that's injected into you only lasts in the body for a couple of days, and it's gone. And this new technology is going to allow us to make vaccines against cancers because it selectively teaches the immune system to make a very selective killer antibody. And if this doesn't get the Nobel Prize in medicine, I don't know what deserves the Nobel Prize in medicine.
Donald Trump. He says he deserves it, and therefore he will get it. Now, I have two questions. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, you just explained that when this image of a disease enters my body explodes with defenses. It deals with it, it copes with it. Well, why doesn't it react that way when the actual disease enters my body?
Because it doesn't have enough time to make the antibody. There's a lag time if the immune system is not already locked and loaded with memory. So it needs time, your immune system, to make antibody. And if you have an older immune system that doesn't work as slick as a young person's immune system, the virus wins. And that's why when you're over age 65, especially over age 70 and 75, the immune system is slowing down and it loses the battle. The youngsters with their slick, quick immune systems make the antibody fast enough and usually win the battle.
Yes, but they lack judgment. Now, my next question is, my blood pressure, the last two times I've been to the doctor, Dr. Ken, has been about 92 over 56, and I'm thrilled. I'm like, this is the best news ever. And I'm like, is it the best news ever?
Well, if you're not, are you on any medication that lowers?
Oh, all known medications. I'm on the one with Losartan, the extended release Losartan.
And
Metoprolol.
And Losartan, that lowers blood pressure.
And Metoprolol.
The two of them, we need a private consultation because you're just over-medicated and your pressure, you don't want your blood pressure that low.
But I was so excited. I mean, this is great. Why can't my blood sugar look like that? Then the next question I have for only a prestigious doctor like Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Every time I keep hearing about this vaccine and this disease, I keep going back to the polio epidemic. And I recall that the polio epidemic got bigger as the definition of what was polio expanded. That they threw in more symptoms and it became a bigger disease, a bigger epidemic, the more they broadened the definition of what polio was. And the fact is, you know, I thought it was eradicated. Then I hear that Bill Gates is spending a gazillion dollars to eradicate polio in India and in Africa, and he's failing. That the attempt to eradicate polio in India is kind of a disaster. Have you heard anything about this?
No, I haven't. The history in America is that the polio vaccine is about 70% effective, and it took about 3 to 4 years to get herd immunity. That's where enough people have the ability to fight the vaccine. Because remember with viruses can't live outside a human organism. You know, unlike the mold in your shower or bacteria all over anything, food or wherever, bacteria, fungi, mold, they can all live outside the human body or a human cell or a live cell, an animal. But viruses need an alive host to live. So if you get enough people who are the natural host of the virus immunized, the virus has nowhere to go. And the way we took care of polio, because remember the vaccine was only about 70% effective, we just got enough people with immunity to make antibody against the virus, and the polio virus in America found nowhere to go. I guess if Bill Gates is having trouble, he's just having trouble getting most of the population immunized with the vaccine, and that can be a challenge.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, one of the country's leading cardiologists, I'm sure that many people have been intrigued by what you have to say about the virus and about the vaccine. How can they get in touch with you?
The phone number is 352-735-1400, 352-735-1400, Lake Cardiology, Mount Dora, Florida. It's a pleasure talking to you, Walter, and I got to talk to you about your blood pressure tomorrow. Give me a call.
Well, if I'm still alive, I'll be happy to do that. Thank you very much. Dr. Ken Kronhaus at 888-688-WALT. It's 27 past the hour. We're having a big show tonight. Coming up, we're going to hear the inside of Dollar Tree. We have a reporter. What do they call them? And we have an implanted reporter, embedded reporter at Dollar Tree, who will reveal to us everything we need to know about the holiday season at Dollar Tree. Plus, I'm going to share with you my deep thoughts about the horror show in Nashville on Christmas Day and why I think that happened. What I hear is such crap about, well, you know, he was getting nervous about 5G. No, he wasn't getting nervous about 5G. I'll tell you what I think he was getting nervous about. And then you and I will talk about why you feel depressed today after Christmas. There's a reason I think you feel depressed today after Christmas. But I had a nice Christmas. And, you know, if you were around your relatives, it still can be all right. But the great thing about Christmas this year is most people were not around their relatives. They were spared the horror of being with their relatives. Really, does it get better than that? Plus, I've got the usual edition, drive-through brew, and a classic Florida stories. This edition of Florida Stories boils down to the best Florida stories that we've had of the year. Thank you, James Parker. James Parker, one of the great broadcasters who agrees to be with us each week. I don't know why he agrees to be with us. I really don't. I got a picture Christmas card of his kids. They're adorable. I look at his kids, and then I look at my kids. His kids are much better. James Parker's kids are much better. And a brand new Vic Ferrari cop stories. Vic Ferrari is our detective from New York. He's retired and therefore free to tell us all of the secrets of the New York City Police Department. And these are remarkable secrets that you will want to hear. And Velo Hool, Guppies, Trouble with the Guppies. He has an update on the Trouble with the Guppies in Velo Hool's Fish Stories. Everything you could ever want in a national radio show, the fastest growing radio show in network radio. I'm Walter M. Sterling. And this is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Dr. Dave. As we're looking at a very cold and complex storm crossing California and the Rockies tonight and tomorrow, look for snow to spread across central Nevada. Las Vegas will get rain. 1 to 3 inches of snow in Denver, Flagstaff, Arizona, across Telluride, Colorado, with about a foot or more of snow. 5 to 8 inches of snow in Des Moines, California, and 3 to 5 inches in Minneapolis. In the Midwest, the storm will pull moisture out of the Gulf of Mexico. It will take up with another low, which will warm things up, and this will become a complex rainmaker. 1 to 2 inches of rain in Oklahoma City. Keep the umbrellas handy. In Chicago, Pittsburgh, Washington, New York, Detroit and Cleveland, on up to southern New England. Perhaps some severe thunderstorms along the Gulf Coast and southeast, like New Orleans, Atlanta, Jacksonville, and Charlotte. We'll get into the thunder and lightning business. There could be some frozen rain also up in the upper Midwest. Be careful driving, or even a better idea, hunker down and watch the ball drop in an empty Times Square. Happy New Year, everybody, and all the best in 2021. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour on Sterling on Sunday.
Na 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 Batman, na 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 Batman, na 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 Batman.
Just bring money, money talks. And it's coffee break time at Denison Close, Route 22, Union, New Jersey.
James, do you know who this is singing? Do you know who this is?
Oh, I have no idea, but it's kind of fun.
You better listen some more. It's got that Euro dance floor beat. Oh, it's incredible. It makes me want to get up and, well, not dance, but it makes me want to get up. This is Tiffany Trump, who put out an album a few years ago. This is her album. And that's side one, cut one, called Like a Bird. It's impressive, I would say.
It's very good.
Well, now, James, you work at Dollar Tree. And to bring everybody up to speed, Dollar Tree is the only store in America where everything is priced at $1 or less. It's actually $1 or less. And you started working there about a month ago?
Yeah, that's about right.
And you worked the overnight shift in stocking in the back. And again, I was shocked to learn that there was an overnight shift at Dollar Tree. I never would have expected it. And what do you do on the overnight shift at Dollar Tree, James?
So I clean up messes, and then I try to shove a great deal of merchandise on shelves that can't take any more merchandise. And so we kind of deal with that. We've been having a lot of earthquakes here this past week in Wichita, Kansas. So that was very interesting, being at the Dollar Tree in a big space when earthquakes are rumbling through. So definitely could actually feel the shockwave go from the back of the store to the front of the store when the earthquake went through. I was stocking balloons, I think, at the time. So
that's a big store.
It's a fun time.
That's a big store.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you've lived in Kansas, or whatever you call it, most of your life. Have you had a lot of earthquakes during the course of your life?
The earthquakes didn't really start until maybe about five or seven years ago. They were actually in Oklahoma. We would feel them. And then this most recent time, we had like seven, I think, in one day, which we never had. And they were like basically right underneath this part of town. So we were trying to figure out what it is, but you never know. It could be the Cokes doing something. It's always good to have a good conspiracy.
Global warming.
Oh, yeah. That's good for anything. All-purpose disaster.
I mean, global warming. That's what has been predicted. The president has said it doesn't exist. Now here's global warming, and the result is earthquakes. Also, you said it started in Oklahoma?
Mm-hmm. Yep, with they blame the hydraulic fracturing and that sort of thing that gives us our lovely low gas prices. So if, you know, we can have a few earthquakes for cheap gas, I'm all for it.
But Hanson gave their first concerts in Oklahoma. And therefore, the vibrations going into the ground from those concerts could easily have resulted in earthquakes.
Yeah, I mean, we live on a giant floating ball, so there's all sorts of stuff going down there.
Disturbing on many, many levels. Before we go any further, everybody who calls in tonight gets a chance to guess the mystery voice. Oh, what did I do? What did I do? I lowered the pot. Let me fix that.
When I sign up to social media, I would actually interact so much more with people.
Sounds smart. Everybody who calls in tonight gets a chance to win the mystery voice, to guess the mystery voice, and win a prize announcement. I would ask you who the mystery voice is, but you know.
Yeah, I have to recuse myself.
You would have to recuse yourself, and most people don't know how to spell that word if it's with one C or two. Are you getting job satisfaction from working at Dollar Tree?
Oh, yes. It's always fun, especially to see the daily shenanigans that go on. For instance, a couple of days before Christmas, the O of the Dollar Tree sign fell off. So now I guess it's just Dollar Tree. And in this neighborhood that it's in, that would be very appropriate. So I don't know if they're going to replace it or just kind of, you know, leave it. But it did hit a couple cars.
What cars did it hit?
Apparently, they're customers' cars, and they—I guess their insurance information was in the office there. So there's going to be some claims going out.
Wow, wow! The O from the Dollar Tree sign fell on Dollar Tree customer cars. This is just too wild. It's too wacky to even conceive of. I have to ask you the marketing question once again, James. The top sellers at Dollar Tree, what are the top selling items at Dollar Tree?
Amazingly, gum is one of the top sellers, followed by seasonal items. But we already, you know, Christmas, it's gone. You know, we've got like a couple measly bags that are 50% off. And now we have Valentine's Day, Easter, and believe it or not, St. Patrick's Day stuff is going to be loaded into the warehouse next week.
I find there are certain holidays that I'm very comfortable buying accoutrements for at Dollar Tree, and other holidays I am not. For example, I'm very happy buying St. Patrick's Day items at Dollar Tree because I do not believe it's a real holiday. I believe it's a it's a Hallmark holiday, something that was made up. I feel pretty much the same way about Father's Day, but not Mother's Day. Mother's Day to me is a sacred holiday. Father's Day is a made-up holiday. If anybody tries to give out Labor Day or July 4th cards, best to get them at Dollar Tree. Because you go to CVS or Rite Aid, you go to buy a greeting card, it's now $4.95. That's a serious investment in an obscure holiday. I'm not going to buy real holiday cards for $4.95 at CVS or Rite Aid. I'm going to buy $1 card. So it's going to be St. Patrick's Day at Dollar Tree. Excuse me. But Valentine's Day is a very different thing. That's an actual something we have to deal with. I'm not going to cheap that for a dollar. That's how I feel. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, I generally agree. And, you know, the great thing about the greeting cards, it's the perfect crime because if you look on the back of the greeting card, one, it's name brand. It'll be Hallmark. And it'll say like $3.95 on it. And it's like, it's perfect because you'll give it to the person and say, oh, wow, I spent $3.95 on a greeting card when actually you spent a dollar or maybe 50 cents even. So it's a great one. And yeah, I would definitely say on the Valentine's chocolates and that sort of thing, it's maybe going to be a little skimpy. You'd have to buy several boxes to kind of get to a normal amount. So yeah, I would say for a lot of the Valentine's stuff, you know, that might be a good move. But you know, if your kids, well, now I don't know if they even do it anymore with all the school being weird, but those, like, classroom Valentines, we all got a lot of those. So that's always a good one because, you know, kids don't care what they get.
I will pass along this amazing find that my wife and I discovered at Dollar Tree. They were like, whoa. There is a kitchen cleanser that is that off-yellow color of kitchen cleansers in a plastic bottle, made specifically to clean the floor. Nothing cleans the floor better than this. And you know, it's a quart bottle for a buck. I pour it right on the floor. It smells good enough, and it works instantly. I don't know what's in it. It is the smartest cleansing product that we found at Dollar Tree. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do. Yeah, there's a couple different ones as I'm very intimately acquainted with all the chemical products. And, yeah, I buy all my laundry detergent at Dollar Tree. You know, we have a laundry room show. That's where I get it. It's a great deal.
Sterling on Sunday actually does come from the laundry room. I am in the laundry room. And I have lived a sad, depressed life that there's no national advertiser that has claimed naming rights to the laundry room on Sterling on Sunday. Why the heck? You know, I've got great advertisers. I love my advertisers, but there's a logical tie-in, which is laundry products, laundry detergents, bleach, washers, dryers, all sorts of products that could be part of this show. You know, we'd even be willing to put a giant sign that says the name of the brand over my washing machine. We would take a picture of it, put it on social media. Where are these innovative advertisers? James Copeland, thank you very much for your embedded report from Dollar Tree. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. You and I will talk again soon. It is 46 past the hour, and this is Sterling on Sunday. Sterling on Sunday. Have you called in? 888-688-WALT. The show stinks unless you call in. I love to do it with you. And I want to share with you some information that has changed my life. No, really. And I'm holding it in my hand. It's called Hyland's Flexmore PM. Hyland's Flexmore PM. It's arthritis medicine that helps remove the pain and stiffness of arthritis. It is made of 100% natural ingredients. Flexmore medicine, a natural relief for minor arthritis pain in daytime and nighttime formulas. Well, there it is. The way we relate to our pain is different in the day than it is at night. Therefore, Hyland's has made two different formulas. It helps ease my muscle and joint pain, as well as stiffness and cramping. Plus, the cap is easy to open. I love how it's made with natural active ingredients, which are tough on pain, yet gentle on the body. This means that they can safely complement your prescription medications, and they have no side effects. Take control of your arthritis pain now and get $3 off your purchase when you go to Hyland's.com/arthritis. Hyland's.com/arthritis. Then, when you're there, enter the promo code WALTER right at checkout, and you'll see $3 come off. You'll see, you put in Walter, you'll see the amount you were going to pay, put in Walter, and $3 comes off before your very eyes. Or find Hyland's Flexmore medications at CVS, Walgreens, Kroger, Rite Aid, or Walmart near you.
On Sunday, pay no attention to the noises in the background.
All the money you give to Angie Bumpensero and who knows what other widows you've got on your payroll.
It's a business expense.
But there's not enough to make sure your own daughter is protected.
Na 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 Batman, na 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 Batman, na 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 Batman.
Yes, our traditional holiday songs at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. And of course, we love this.
Just bring money, money talks. And it's coffee break time at Dennis and Close, Route 22, Union, New Jersey.
What have I got? Tom in Kansas City listening on KMBZ. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Walter, it's great to talk to you. I picked up your show probably several months ago, just driving home on the highway, get off work, you know, late at night. And, you know, who's up late at night? Me and you and a few other people.
We don't fit in. That's why we're up late. And that's why we need each other. And we like to talk to each other.
Yeah, but your show was just great. I mean, the usual edition, Florida stories, the things you talk about. I remember one time you talked about, you know, driving to the very end of a highway in Louisiana, you know, and finding a Cajun place. You know,
it was,
you're in New Jersey, correct?
No, I'm not. But I grew up in New Jersey. I grew up in Maplewood, New Jersey. And I dated a woman in Kansas City who taught me about Country Club Plaza at Christmas time, which was one of the most beautiful things I had ever seen in my life. Is it all lit up?
Oh, yeah. Yes. I mean, it's, I actually haven't been down there yet this year.
Right, but it was,
I guess
it was,
you live next, it's beautiful.
It's beautiful. And then she taught me about the Smith restaurants and about ribs.
Ribs, oh yeah. Because
I didn't know,
famous for barbecue.
Yeah, I didn't know about, it's funny what you just said. In the East, we call barbecue ribs. And in the Midwest, you call barbecue barbecue. So I found out about real barbecue when I went to Kansas City. It was incredible. It's a whole different life-changing experience. Now, what do you do for a living, Tom?
Well, actually, I work for the railroad.
I am so jealous. I can't begin to tell you how jealous. Do you actually work on a train?
Not too much anymore, but I've done some of that.
And what'd you do on the train?
Well, basically, I had to repair them. Electrical work.
See that now? That's hard. That because you can't make any mistakes, or the train stops.
there's an old saying: it's hard to stop a train at air conditioner commercial. Well, there's some things. It's, you know, little things can stop a big. You know, a lot of things are in the details. There's big stuff, little stuff. Complicated.
Did you get what you wanted for Christmas, Tom?
Oh, would say yes.
Now,
family's healthy, you know.
There you go. Now, Tom, I think it's appropriate for you to guess the mystery voice tonight, and if you guess it, you win a prize announcement. Listen carefully and tell me who this is.
When I sign up to social media, I would actually interact so much more with people.
Who do you think that is?
I have no idea.
That's all right. It's okay. We'll play it a couple more times tonight. Hopefully somebody will get it and win the prize announcement. Is there anything else you'd like to share?
No, just I enjoy your show. You've got variety, comedy. It's great.
My wife doesn't think it's so funny, but I'm glad you do, Tom. So thank you very much for calling Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. If you haven't been to this Country Club Plaza in Kansas City, it is worth the trip. At night, it is magnificent. It is beautiful. It is gently laid out. It is tasteful as hell. And it's a plaza filled with restaurants. Nice, good family restaurants, and one or two that are overpriced and fancy, but mostly they're family restaurants. Every time I went there, I had the best time. And of course, when you're there, you listen to KMBZ. That's what you listen to in Kansas City. What's shocking and disgusting to me are all of these stickers all over America saying, shop local. Be sure to shop local. Then you go into their stores, and what do they have? They have some national satellite service on, or they have Muzak on, M-U-Z-A-K. They have some Muzak on rather than a local radio station. If they're going to put stickers up saying, well, it's very important for you, shop local and shop small. Shop small. Really, because whenever I hear shop small, it translates into my head into shop overpriced. If I'm going to shop overpriced and small and local, then when I go into your store, I need to hear a local radio station. A local radio station. I don't see this as a revolutionary concept, but it's a concept that should be insisted upon by the local radio stations. I heard a local radio station with the host going on and on for 3 hours, letting all these local stores promote themselves on his show. For 3 hours he did this as a service to the community. And I waited for 3 hours until he finally would say, oh, and by the way, make sure my show is on in your store. I never heard him say it. It never made the connection. All right, I've got a lot coming up for you. Usual edition, drive-through brew, and the best of Florida stories. All of that and you at 888-688-WALT. And I will share with you my New Year's in Rome and the choice I made, the very remarkable choice I had to make, New Year's in Rome. And it goes to the choices in our life, in fact, determine who we are, not just the go-ahead choice, but the other choices. Sterling on Sunday.
Was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
For Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla, this is Dr. Dave looking at a weather pattern across the lower 48 states that has begun to shift to a more zonal flow, which means that the weather systems will return to a more west to east parade instead of the roller coaster big swings from the north and south we've seen for the past couple of months. For the first time in months, California will see some much needed rain and snow, and that system will move east, affecting the major eastern cities by New Year's Eve and January 1st, which of course is next Friday. This storm has had its origins in the Aleutian Islands in Alaska, so it's a very cold system out west. Look for rain to develop this evening across San Francisco on south to Los Angeles and San Diego, with about a half inch of rain, which translates to at least a half a foot of snow in Lake Tahoe and upwards to a foot of snow or maybe more in Mammoth Mountain and Yosemite. We'll track the storm eastward in our next update. I'm Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour right here on Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and we're going through the best Florida stories of the year. Okay, first thing, point of order here on Florida stories. Some of you reach out to me, and I don't get a whole lot of response, but three of you sent me the story of a guy in Louisiana who got caught trying to sneak a gun into jail up his backside. All three of them said, I know this didn't happen in Florida, but... No, there is no but. You're being lazy, and I understand you just thought of a good punchline, so you sent me the story with like a come and take it, or this gives new meaning from my cold dead butt, or whatever. But you're being lazy. All you have to do is go search for a similar story in Florida, and there's a good chance it's happened within the month. So I checked, and sure enough, it's not the same story, but in Indian River County, a man was arrested on a weapons charge. He was pulled over. He was a felon with a gun. So they took him into jail, and when they were booking him into jail, they found a bag of weed up his backside. So it's almost the same thing. And now that you've done the proper legwork, now you get to make the jokes. Hit it, boys. Maybe he should have brown-nosed the deputy. If he was trying to not get caught, he did a crappy job. I think it's high time he got a lawyer. If it smells like, you must acquit. I guess that's what he gets for trying to avoid the joint. And why can't he just swallow a baggie like Walter does? Yes, thank you. See? That's how it's done. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
All right, for our next Florida story, we go to Wesley Chapel, Florida. Going down I-75 is a couple that's been married for 12 years. They're now in their mid-40s, and something tells me they weren't getting along before this. When the wife, who was driving, had a blowout. Husband screams at her, grabs the wheel. They're toting a trailer, so they almost wreck when he jerks the wheel over. They end up sideways in the ditch. He gets out the passenger side, walks around, opens her door, pulls her out by her hair, and drags her up to the shoulder of the highway. There, he headbutts her. I know, what are you, Jean-Claude Van Damme? And then tries to throw her into traffic. An 18-wheeler had to swerve to miss her. So people call the cops and they try and catch the guy. He runs off in the woods. And then that's it. That's the whole story. We don't know. The police didn't catch him. There's no sign of him. They didn't arrest him later at his house. He didn't turn himself in. That's it. That's all we have. I guess he's just living off the land like John Rambo. I'm starting to think there's like a tribe of wayward Florida men who have run into the swamps and sort of made their own little society like an apocalypse now, like a rogue band of Florida men who are living a Stone Age existence as hunter-gatherers in what is literally the only ecosystem on planet Earth that has crocodiles and alligators living side by side. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock Media production. Find me on Twitter at James Parker Show. And this is Florida Stories.
I am so grateful to James Parker because here's how those get made. Once a week, James, on his own, doing whatever he wants to do, makes them. He produces them, writes them, pulls them together, and then sometime between Wednesday afternoon and Sunday at 9:59:30, I get the Florida stories, and then we play them. It is the finest production machine in American radio, because the other production machines in American radio have 80 corporate lawyers going over everything and are very worried. And they have 10 producers going over everything and are very worried. Everybody's always very worried. And then they say the stupidest thing ever. Can we put it in a podcast? Can we put this in the podcast? No, you can't put that in the podcast. In fact, there are two kinds of podcasts, and I don't understand why this isn't clarified more. There's the podcast where somebody creates original content that is only available in the podcast. And then there's the other kind, which is they pull audio clips from the radio show and put them in a podcast. I won't do those. I won't cheat you by doing that. When I make podcasts, it is brand new material, only available in the podcast. Coming up in just seconds, I have great radio for you. Let me tell you what I've got. It's like really amazing radio. I'm going to share with you a story about New Year's Eve in Rome. And then let you and I talk about what we do to make sure Santa Claus is still alive. 13 past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Where news and sports and the weather reports and the very best music too is heard by the very best listeners. And we mean you.
I'm James from Kansas, and there's more to refurbishing a classic RV than meets the eye. The RV offers lessons for humanity.
James from the AV crew shares his experience rebuilding an RV.
First, it's essential to embrace the fact that an RV is not just a metal box on wheels. An RV is home to moving beauty. When you pass me on the road, you may not realize the complexity of the machine.
James is your new teacher.
An RV is alive. I put fluid in the front and it comes out the back. That's why I wanted to teach this class. Discover what I have learned about RVs. Many people think they can use standard motor oil in an RV. They can, but it misses the point.
Now, your RV can level up with James.
And don't get me talking about the rat's nest you'll find in the fall in your RV.
Meet James, your new teacher, and this is your masterclass.
Sometimes silence is golden.
All the money you give to Angie Bompensero and who knows what other widows you've got on your payroll.
It's a business expense.
But there's not enough to make sure your own daughter is protected.
Na 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 Batman. Na 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 Batman. Na 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 Batman.
Well, one of the greatest challenges is making sure that Santa stays alive. I have an 8-year-old who lost a tooth today, and she expects the tooth fairy to arrive tonight. I have a 14-year-old, a 15-year-old, and a 17-year-old. When the oldest kid was 5, we were faced with a formidable challenge. She was a smart kid in a smart school. And Madeline, her sworn enemy and bully, was in this school. And Madeline used to give us all kinds of challenges. Madeline had parents who put her lunch in one of those bento boxes. When you open up Madeline's lunch box, it was beautiful. It was laid out by a staff. A team of sushi masters used to lay out this kid's lunch. There was a proper amount of protein and carbohydrates and starch, just enough in each little cube. And I don't know, some kind of coconut water. We didn't have coconut water in the Sterling household. Here's some Kool-Aid. Drink the Kool-Aid. It wasn't just figurative in our house. Drink the Kool-Aid, kid. Well, these bento boxes were magnificent. It was a lot of pressure. The first time I went to my kid's school and saw what other parents did in those lunch boxes, it was like, whoa. What did I do? I packed a sandwich and some carrots in a bag and a juice box. That was enough. That's what you're getting. It never occurred to me that there were more elaborate ways to do lunch for a 5-year-old. This is a lot of pressure. And I'm not kidding. I had no idea there were all these other worlds of how to do lunch. Well, one day, my 5-year-old comes home. And she says, Madeline says that her parents have made a video of Santa Claus coming into their house. They have seen Santa Claus. She has seen Santa Claus. Madeline has seen Santa Claus. I'm like, nobody sees Santa. I said to her, nobody sees Santa Claus. It's okay, sweetie. What you care about is what are the gifts you're going to get from Santa Claus? What gifts are you going to get? What does Santa Claus mean to you in your heart? No, I want to see Santa Claus. Well, I figured this would go away in 10 minutes after we had a brownie. It did not go away. I figured if I made bento boxes for lunch, it would go away. It did not go away. I said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to go to Dunkin' Donuts and get a Boston cream donut. Would that solve the problem? No. I want to see Santa Claus. I said, well, you can't see Santa Claus. If you see Santa Claus, he'll like disappear in a cloud of smoke. He'll disappear. No. All right. This went on for days. It didn't go away. The problem of Santa Claus needing to be seen was a very profound problem. And my wife and I had to deal with this. We had to deal with this because she did not believe in Santa unless she could see it. And the whole faith thing was way too esoteric for a five-year-old. But the problem was compounded because this horrible, horrible girl in her class named Madeline had seen Santa herself, and we said she didn't see Santa. I promise you she didn't see Santa. Not possible. Well, so my wife and I were like, well, we got to figure something out here because we believe in Santa, but we know that you can't see Santa, except at a department store, and those are Santa's helpers. We had the whole Santa mythology map worked out, but we were following it. We were following the mythology map. We were doing everything we were supposed to do, but it wasn't working. She was too smart. We said, you know what we can do? We have a video camera. Here's what we should do. We had 10-foot-high windows in the living room. And what we did in darkness is we made a video, and the video showed red lights outside our windows, which we were able to manipulate from the floor above. We used the video camera to see this strange movement. We made the windows move, the lights move, and we heard jingle bells. We were able to hear jingle bells. In fact, I've posted it on Facebook. You can see it, what we did. This was a massive engineering effort because it had to be clear enough that it was clear that there were red lights and that the windows were moving and you could hear the jingle bells, but not too clear for obvious reasons. That's what we did. What have you done? What have you done in an extraordinary way to preserve the fact that Santa exists? What have you done to prove to your kid that Santa exists? 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. My phone number is live at 888-688-9258. Call in, and I want to hear how you have solved this problem of how you've maintained the fact that Santa exists. All right, now the next morning, we show the five-year-old, here's the video evidence that Santa exists, and we show her the video. And she starts critiquing our film work. She starts critiquing our abilities to make a movie. That's a little vague. That's a little confusing. I can't really see it. There's the video, kid. There's the video. We made the video. Now you can see Santa. You can tell Madeline that you've seen Santa. But we go to extraordinary lengths to preserve this mythology map as to where Santa lives, what Santa does. I showed the 8-year-old the NOAA weather tracking system. We tuned in on Christmas Eve to see where Santa was over Egypt and then over Eritrea. And amazingly, I could pronounce Eritrea, Africa, and see Santa dumping presents over Africa and be able to say, you know, Santa will be where we are soon. And that's one of the ways we do it. On television, we're able to show her other maps, and we're able to prove this very important myth. Because it's not a good day when that myth ends, is it? Is it, my friend? But what have you done to perpetuate the myth of Santa, to perpetuate the fact that Santa delivers the presents and loves her? We have also made sure that Santa delivers letters, that we get letters from Santa. And in the last place we lived, it seemed that Santa left a huge, ugly boot in our backyard. Just had dumped a huge, ugly boot and a lot of red ribbon in the backyard on the snow, making a mess. Then the reindeer, they always come in, and they eat the cornbread, and they eat the carrots. And the reindeer are slobs. I mean, the reindeer are just slobs. We do all of these things for our precious children. What do you do? My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. This is a spectacular radio show. It is the only live show at this time. I don't know why that's so. I'm damn sure it's the only one. Hold on a second. With weather forecasts, I have a website. It's called Walter Sterling Show. Everything you've ever wondered about this show is available at Walter Sterling Show. Then I have a Facebook page. The Facebook page is Walter M. Sterling at Facebook. Very embarrassing photos. Things that should not be made public are up there. A Twitter feed, Walter M. Sterling. And a podcast. The name of the podcast is Midnight Misfits, because that's what you are. You don't fit in. Neil Paul, Judy Anderson, you don't fit in. You just don't. Rosemary Furlong. Yes, Rosemary, I do remember to say hi to you. And Rosemary's with her mom. Rosemary Furlong was my first fan. She was the first one who asked me for a photograph, a signed autograph. Rosemary, whatever you want for the rest of your life, I will be happy to do for you. And Annie Knupp, welcome D. Wells, everybody who joins us. Now, I tried a couple weeks to do these Zoom calls for this show. It's a bad idea. It's complicated. It distracts me from doing a magnificent radio show. I just don't see that. I will have a secret message for you if you have the Walter M. Sterling decoder card. You get it at Walter Sterling Show, and I'll give you a secret message that you can only decode with that card. Just like the little orphan Annie, decoder ring, just like that. We will have a secret message for you coming up. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. It's a very big show on KFBK in Sacramento. Coming up in just seconds, I'm going to share with you the New Year's Eve in Rome story, which is really a story you don't want to miss. Because what is life but a series of choices? And it's not the choice that we make and then go forward with that choice. That's easy. It's the choice we left behind. That's what we live in. What you and I live in is a lifetime of choices where, well, I'm doing this now, but I could have done this. Those are the choices that we live with on our way from the car to the Kroger, from the car to the Giant Eagle, from the car in the parking lot to our apartment. It's those choices that we actually sit in, live in, breathe. It's become part of who we are, those choices that we left behind. All right, it's a big show, 888-688-WALT. Walter M. Sterling with you, Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sunday weather, from Boston to La Jolla, this is Dr. Dave. As we're looking at a very cold and complex storm crossing California and the Rockies tonight and tomorrow, look for snow to spread across central Nevada. Las Vegas will get rain. 1 to 3 inches of snow in Denver, Flagstaff, Arizona, across Telluride, Colorado, with about a foot or more of snow. 5 to 8 inches of snow in Des Moines, California, and 3 to 5 inches in Minneapolis. In the Midwest, the storm will pull moisture out of the Gulf of Mexico. It will take up with another low, which will warm things up, and this will become a complex rainmaker. 1 to 2 inches of rain in Oklahoma City. Keep the umbrellas handy. In Chicago, Pittsburgh, Washington, New York, Detroit, and Cleveland on up to southern New England. Perhaps some severe thunderstorms along the Gulf Coast and southeast like New Orleans, Atlanta, Jacksonville, and Charlotte will get into the thunder and lightning business. There could be some frozen rain also up in the upper Midwest. Be careful driving, or even a better idea, hunker down and watch the ball drop in an empty Times Square. Happy New Year, everybody, and all the best in 2021. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour on Sterling on Sunday.
I'm eating a carrot. That's what I'm doing. If you're long distance driving, you're also eating a carrot. That would be my guess. Just a hunch. I go across I-80, the whole country. 271, 71. I-4 in Florida. You know what's amazing about I-4 in Florida? It goes to why Florida is evil. No, really. It is a road that goes east and west, but it's marked north and south. If you look, if you're in Orlando, it's going east and west, but it's marked north and south. It is the only state where there is a river that flows away from the ocean. Every other place in America, if there's a river, it flows to the ocean. Not in Florida. It flows away from the ocean. 37 past the hour, we learned the most important thing tonight from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, a real cardiologist who agreed to go on the air with me. And he said that he has had the COVID vaccine and that he's fine. He had no side effect except a little bit the next day, nothing. And that's good news, right? That is good news. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, and I thank you. About 1999, I had just ended a relationship with a really great lady who had no business being with me. And it was before my current, much younger, very beautiful wife. And I did what any guy would do. I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to Rome at Christmas time. I had never been to Italy. I had barely been to Europe. I said, I'm going to go to Rome. And I get on a plane, and the trip was from, like, two days before Christmas until December 31st, 2 days before Christmas until December 31st. I was supposed to leave on New Year's Eve. That was my plan. I had lived on airplanes for about 20 years at that point in my life. 20 years. And I knew every seat, every configuration. I knew every airport, every gate. I knew them all. And when you fly that way and when you live that way, where you sit on an airplane is the key to your happiness. It determines your station in life. Forget about that your butt's comfortable. It determines your station in life. And I had flown enough that I was able to fly on Delta first class from New York to Rome. Let me explain what that means. In the Olympics of frequent flyer miles, Delta is the most coveted, hardest to get. And a Delta 747 first class seat was like, Mr. Sterling, here's your Super Bowl seat. Pick any seat you want in the stadium and you may sit there. That's what a Delta first class seat is like. Now, a Delta first-class seat is so remarkable that it's made out of pure Corinthian leather. And if you want to get to the seat in front of you, if the person in front of you leans all the way back, it will not affect your happiness at all because it will be nowhere near you. In order to get to the seat in front of you, you have to stand up and walk to it. Did you hear that sound? That is the sound of rarefied air. Let's hear it again. That is the sound of rarefied air. First class cabin, Delta Airlines on a 747. I am so sad that 747s are being taken out of service, because the 747 was the greatest plane ever made. You could go upstairs. You got on the plane, and then if you wanted, you could go upstairs. There was a first-class lounge upstairs where you could sit around, talk to other first-class people, compare suits, compare expensive suits, compare expensive shoes. Your shoes look like $1,000 shoes. Well, yes, they are. That's what they talk. That is what they talk about in the first-class lounge. Do you ever wonder? That's what it is. And there's only one thing that's read in the first-class lounge, the Wall Street Journal. Everybody's reading the Wall Street Journal. They're talking about their shoes. And then, where are you staying when you land in Rome? Maybe we could share a limo to the hotel. That's about as far as socialization goes. But it's that seat, that first-class seat. When you get a frequent flyer mile seat, a ticket, it's a real ticket, and you can choose whatever seat you want. It isn't like you have to sit in the middle. No, these are real cash value tickets. Therefore, I chose 1B. 1B. Going there and coming back. And 1B in a 747, it's an odd configuration in that the airplane goes to a V in the front. There's nobody on either side of you. It's sitting there by itself. You're sitting by yourself. 1B. I had 1B going to Rome, nonstop, 747, and 1B coming back. Pure Corinthian leather. A magnificent experience. If we didn't go anywhere, I would have been perfectly happy sitting on the runway in Newark, being served cocktails and dinner in my 1B seat. That's how incredible the experience is. And I'm not showing off. It took me 20 years to get that seat. It took me 20 years of flying crappy runs to Memphis to get that seat going 1B to Rome. And therefore, what I did with that seat defined both who I was and who I will be forevermore. And I'll share that with you in seconds. This is Sterling on Sunday. I'm Walter Sterling. You know, Harry's Razors has been around a while, and maybe you tried them when they first came out. I urge you to try them again, because unlike razor companies that are traditional, Harry's is constantly improving their blades. But unlike other razor companies, Harry's does not charge you for these improvements. Harry's new sharper blades are still as low as $2 each. $2 each. Other razor companies have increased their prices when they introduce something new. Harry's is delivering their sharpest shave ever, and they aren't raising their prices. These new blades are so sharp that in a study with guys shaving four times a week, the guys reported that with Harry's new blades, their ace shave is as smooth as their first. Now, how do they do this? It's because Harry's owns their own factory, a factory that's been making blades for over 100 years. They source their steel from Sweden and own the entire manufacturing process from R&D to the factory floor. It comes with a 100% quality guarantee. You can find the Harry's new sharper blades at the big box stores, drug stores, and grocery stores, but I urge you instead to get it at harrys.com, because that's where you're going to get a special offer. At checkout, you put in the promo code WALTER, and the whole package, blades, handle, shaving gel, $3. It's all for $3, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. They don't charge you for shipping and handling. You put in my name, Walter, and that whole package comes to you for $3. Go to harrys.com, promo code Walter.
Live from the laundry room, it's Sterling on Sunday.
We take off from Newark, and we land 6 hours later in Rome. Christmas week in Rome. And I figured this would be a fairly spectacular event to go to the home base of Christmas in America, Rome. There's the Pope. I walk around the city. It was more magnificent than I ever imagined. Rome is, to me, the most like New York of any city. The same energy, the same air, same sort of people who are in a hurry to get things done, strivers, bad drivers and wonderful drivers and beautifully dressed. The city is a city filled with people who are beautifully dressed and tons of street vendors. I love Rome. Absolutely spectacular city. Can't wait to go back. Now I'm walking around and I'm alone. I'm there in Rome alone. I'm there in Rome alone. I go to St. Patrick. I go to the cathedral. Shame on me. I go to the cathedral where the Pope has Christmas Mass. St. Peter's Basilica. What I did not expect, I'm there 2 days before Christmas Eve, and there are very serious people in very expensive suits standing there with clipboards looking at this and this and this, and they got a lot going on. I'm like, what are they doing? Well, son of a gun, the Pope's Mass is rehearsed. There are going to be no mistakes during the Pope's Mass. This is broadcast to the world. And serious television executives with clipboards and lighting and rehearsal, they're rehearsing that Mass. It was very impressive and very quiet and very spiritual. I had never seen a TV rehearsal before that was spiritual, but there it was. The streets of Rome are beautiful but simple. There aren't the garish decorations we have. There is one street that is the shopping street. That is lit like Fifth Avenue in New York City. It is beautiful. And because of the nature of people on that street, it is warm. The number of people on that street, even though it was cold, it was warm. I went to the Colosseum. What I didn't expect about the Colosseum was that the color over time of the Colosseum is red-gray, and it looks the same no matter what light is put on it. You can walk through the Colosseum. You can walk on the where they sat. I learned some interesting things at the Colosseum. I learned that a major reason why Rome fell was they had to support the Colosseum, because if you went to the Colosseum, it was free. Therefore, the way you got tickets was by befriending your local politician. However, running the Colosseum was expensive, so the money had to come from somewhere. They had vendors throughout the Colosseum when it was active, and it was active for 1,000 years. Again, I thought it was like maybe 100 years at the time of the height of Rome. No, this went on for like 1,000 years. It was all spectacular. I'm at the hotel, and I'm at the concierge desk. And slowly, and in the corner of my eye at the concierge desk, I see a woman who's about the right age. Forgive me. She looked to be about 28. And the concierge looks at me and looks at the young woman and says, have you two met? I go, and he goes, she is staying here. I'm like, oh. I'm Walter. I am Gabrielle. Now, the minute a woman says, I am Gabrielle, to a guy from Jersey, this right there is a spiritual, emotional, romantic event, because guys from Jersey don't know anyone named Gabrielle. We know women named Barbara. We know women named Camilla. But we don't know any women named Gabrielle. There I am standing with Gabrielle. And we talk for a second. And I don't know if I said, Gabrielle, do you want to go for a walk tomorrow or do you want to go for a walk now? But it was pretty quick transaction, and Gabrielle and I left the hotel and went walking on the Spanish Steps, which is sort of like their Times Square, except incredibly beautiful, no garish lights, no tacky vendors. It's just beautiful. We go for a walk. We go to get cafe. We go to a cafe to get pastries. And I was very excited because it meant that the 9 months of dieting was paying off. I had broken up with someone. I had been alone for 9 months. I had lost, let's see, 20, 30 pounds. I'd lost at least 30 pounds. So I looked good. I will own it. I looked good. And I had dyed my hair. I looked really good. Gabrielle and I are sitting there talking. And I learned something about Gabrielle that was important. She was from Switzerland. Again, I don't know anyone from Switzerland. But she was blonde. She was pretty. And she wasn't scary pretty. There are two types of pretty in my mind. There's pretty that I can have cafe with and take home to mom. And there's pretty that's scary, which is they're a little unapproachably pretty. They are sort of unapproachable in how they're pretty. There's a little too much veneer on there. Too many guys are interested in them instantly. Gabrielle's pretty, you'd have to take a few seconds to see. And I'm much more comfortable with that. She was that kind of pretty. We had another date the next day. Now, I was suffering from a terrible cold, and I was not feeling physically romantic. Even though she hinted that we could go to her room or mine at any moment and have a good time, because you see, Gabrielle was in Rome with her parents. All she wanted to do was get away from her parents. That was her Christmas wish, was to get away from her parents. And she wanted me to help her do that, and I should have been very happy to help her do that, because you see, Gabrielle was Swiss and with her parents. And there we were. Well, I came to learn that New Year's Eve in Rome is not like New Year's Eve here. That New Year's Eve in Rome, partly because it is a religious city, is a bacchanal. They don't do anything on Christmas Day. They don't do anything on Christmas Eve. There's nothing going on until Christmas Eve. And once you get to Christmas Eve, all bets are off. All bets are off. Whoever you're with, you're going to go have a good time with in private. I'm limited in what I can say, tragically, because it isn't the 70s. And now Gabrielle, who knows that that is what happens in Rome on New Year's Eve, because she is European, and I am not, but she knew all bets were off on New Year's Eve. And she's looking at me, and she said these magic words. Are you going to stay on New Year's Eve? And I said, no, I was planning to go home New Year's Eve. No, you should stay on New Year's Eve. And she put her hand over mine in the cafe, the European cafe, with her blonde hair and her name being Gabrielle. And you should stay, Walter. You should stay. And I'm like, but I have a first class seat. I have a first class seat. Corinthian leather seat going back that in my sad little mind I could not risk. I could not risk that seat. You should stay, Walter. Why don't you stay on New Year's Eve? Basically saying, we'll have a very good time, Walter. I said, I am staying till New Year's Eve, and then I have to go home. I have to go home. I chose a first-class seat on Delta Airlines in a 747 versus Gabrielle. That was my choice.
La, 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 la. man. What was he? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling.
Looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
For Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla, this is Dr. Dave looking at a weather pattern across the lower 48 states that has begun to shift to a more zonal flow, which means that the weather systems will return to a more west to east parade instead of the roller coaster big swings from the north and south we've seen for the past couple of months. For the first time in months, California will see some much-needed rain and snow, and that system will move east, affecting the major eastern cities by New Year's Eve and January 1st, which, of course, is next Friday. This storm has had its origins in the Aleutian Islands in Alaska, so it's a very cold system out west. Look for rain to develop this evening across San Francisco on south to Los Angeles and San Diego, with about a half inch of rain, which translates to at least a half a foot of snow in Lake Tahoe and upwards to a foot of snow or maybe more in Mammoth Mountain and Yosemite. We'll track the storm eastward in our next update. I'm Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour right here on Sterling on Sunday.
Well, look at that. Trump backs down. He backed down. He's agreed to sign the bill. The survival bill, the 600. There it is. It's my life's a nightmare. Trump finally signs COVID relief bill, but says he will send redlined version back to Congress, demanding $2,000 checks and a list of wasteful items that need to be removed. Thank God. I'm glad he signed it. He's right to demand $2,000 checks. $600 will do nothing. It'll pay almost nobody's rent. And there's all sorts of wacky pork in it. You've heard about the items, things like counting fish off the coast of Mexico. No need for that. The one item that is not in any of these bills and needs to be in these bills is they have done a moratorium on rents, a moratorium on evictions. Where is the moratorium for the rest of us on credit reports? Because while our rents aren't being paid, our businesses are being shuttered, our credit is being reported on a continuous basis. You're late with the electric bill, the gas bill, the MasterCard bill. All of that's going on your credit report, and it's not your fault. 99% of the time, it's not your fault. One out of five people in America who are paying rent are late on their rent. Is it their fault? Mostly not. But it's going on their credit report. It's going on their history of rental payments. And that has to stop. The credit report, I don't understand. In order for me to get emails from you as a business, I have to opt in to getting your emails. So you're running a business, you have to let me opt in to get those emails. Meanwhile, credit reports can opt in on every single thing, every single aspect of my life without my opting in permission. It just happens. It defaults okay. I do not want credit bureaus to have information about me. Yet the whole world sits back and says, well, that's okay. Hasn't even thought it through. They haven't even considered whether or not I should be able to opt in on it. Meanwhile, Facebook has all kinds of wacky laws saying whether or not they can use my information. Why don't I get that option with credit reports? Why don't I get that option with credit reports? Because those credit reports can ruin your life. Easiest thing in the world to ruin your life for no particular reason. For no reason at all. The Nashville suicide bomber, Anthony Werner, was sued by his own mom over $249,000 family home he inherited when his dad and his brother died. So he gave this home to this woman. He gave this home to this woman to keep it away from his mom. And he gave these At first, I thought he committed this act to get this woman's attention, the woman who he gave two homes to, who says, I don't know how I got these homes. I barely knew him. But I think it had more to do with him hating his mom. The other favorite story is Ireland Baldwin defends Hillaria over heritage scandal. Well, Hillaria has come out with this big announcement that, yes, her name really is Hillary. It's not Hillaria. Her name is Hillary. And she had all sorts of heritage. What is the story? She had all kinds of issues about her name and not wanting to appropriate culture, other people's color. It's the wackiest story. Ireland Baldwin defends stepmom Hillaria after she says she's signing off over scandal about her heritage. It's just kind of sad and pathetic. Ireland Baldwin has long been close to her stepmother, Hillaria, who has described them as girlfriends in the past. And the model has broken her silence after Hillaria found herself in the middle of a social media controversy. She took to her Instagram story Sunday to set the record straight and defend her stepmom after the mother of five announced that she's signing off for a while amid a scandal about her heritage. So Hillaria is signing off of Instagram and needed to make an announcement about this. Now, let me tell you, when I sign off of social media, I will not be making an announcement. There'll be no announcement. I just won't be posting anything for a while. And the reason that I'm most likely to not be posting anything for a while is that I will forget. That's the primary reason that I'll be, not posting on social media. Can we hear this? Let me see if we can get this so you can hear this insane announcement. These things are never easy. They should be easy, but they're not. I'm not going to waste your time with it. I want to talk to you coming up in just a second. Oh, there it is. There she is. Why is this hard? It's so hard. It should be so simple. All right, well, let me see if I can get Ireland Baldwin speaking. We'll try that for a radio show coming up in just seconds. I'm Walter M. Sterling. Sunday night, Christmas weekend. This is Sterling on Sunday. I'm Walter Sterling. Do you know why I love Highlands Flexmore Medicine? Highlands Flexmore Arthritis Medicine. I have it right here. Highlands Flexmore Medicine is made 100% of natural active ingredients, which are tough on pain, yet gentle on my body. And that means that I can safely complement prescription medicines with no side effects. Are you tired like I am of feeling pain every day? Not being able to do what you love or get a good night's sleep? For over 15 years, I've suffered with arthritis pain in my feet and my thumbs. Just like about 54 million Americans suffer. Well, many people delay taking their pain medication over concerns of long-term risks, or they experience side effects from common pain relievers. I found with Highlands, the new Flexmore Medicine, it's F-L-E-X, Flexmore Medicine. It's a natural relief of minor arthritis pain in daytime and nighttime formulas. It helps ease my muscle pain and joint pain, as well as stiffness and cramping. The cap, get this, the cap is easy to open. Who knew that somebody would finally figure out that if you have arthritis, you probably want an easy-to-open cap, and even better for me, there's no cotton in there. Is that annoying? No cotton in the Flexmore Medicine bottles. Take control of your arthritis pain right now and get $3 off your purchase when you go to Highlands, H-Y-L-A-N-D-S, Highlands.com/arthritis, Highlands.com/arthritis. Then you enter the promo code WALTER at checkout and get $3 off your purchase, or find Flexmore Medicine at Rite Aid, Walmart, Kroger, Walgreens, or CVS right near you.
Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling. For a long time, I've been shocked at the price of razor blades. It's crazy talk what they ask for razors, and they're not great. They haven't been improved in years. Now, Harry's makes a razor that's been improved constantly, and it's reasonably priced. Harry's just came out with their sharpest blades ever. And unlike some other razor companies, they're not charging you more for their product improvements. Harry's new sharper blades are still as low as $2 each. These new blades are so sharp that in a study with guys shaving four times a week, the guys reported that with Harry's blade, their ace shave was as smooth as their first. You can find Harry's new sharper blades in big box stores, grocery stores, but better go to harrys.com. That way I get credit and you get a discount. Go to harrys.com, enter the promo code Walter, harrys.com, promo code Walter, and the trial set will cost you $3. You get a blade, a beautiful handle, shaving gel, nice box for $3. Go to harrys.com, enter the promo code Walter.
Where your earring rings.
Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sunday weather, from Boston to La Jolla, this is Dr. Dave. As we're looking at a very cold and complex storm crossing California and the Rockies tonight and tomorrow. Look for snow to spread across central Nevada. Las Vegas will get rain. 1 to 3 inches of snow in Denver, Flagstaff, Arizona, across Telluride, Colorado, with about a foot or more of snow. 5 to 8 inches of snow in Des Moines, California, and 3 to 5 inches in Minneapolis. Keep the umbrellas handy in Chicago, Pittsburgh, Washington, New York, Detroit, and Cleveland, on up to southern New England. Perhaps some severe thunderstorms along the Gulf Coast and southeast, like New Orleans, Atlanta, Jacksonville, and Charlotte, will get into the thunder and lightning business. There could be some frozen rain also up in the upper Midwest. Be careful driving, or even a better idea, hunker down and watch the ball drop in an empty Times Square. Happy New Year, everybody, and all the best in 2021. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour on Sterling on Sunday.
You're a dinosaur, Sipowicz.
I'm a dinosaur.
You jeopardize that collar because it sticks in your throat on first grade.
Sticks in my throat, how you got it?
Every white guy in the department with second grade thinks he should have gotten my grade promotion. Half of you guys think I got it on my back.
Hey, Walter, let me tell you a great story I'm working on. So in the old days, the only way NYPD detectives could get criminal histories or rap sheets was you had to fill out a form and submit it to a Unicol BCI down at One Police Plaza. So you could be sitting around there any minute, anywhere from 20 minutes to 2 hours, depending on the clerk's workload. So one day while I'm waiting for my suspect's wraps, I notice a fingerprint card on the wall, framed. And I says, of all the millions of fingerprints stored here, why would this one be in a frame? So I walk over, and it was David Berkowitz, a.k.a. the Son of Sam's, fingerprint card. David Berkowitz hunted couples in their cars in the 1970s and killed many people. He was a terrible man and subsequently was sentenced to life in prison. So while David was in prison, his building went condo. David missed out on a wonderful opportunity to own his own home while he was cooling his heels at Sullivan Correctional Facility in upstate New York. So David's building gathered so much attention with people coming by, taking photos of the building and clipping things out of the lobby, the building successfully lobbied to have the address changed. So years later, my old partner actually bought an apartment in the Son of Sam's building. So I used to bust his balls all the time and ask him if he heard voices or if he was taunted by the sound of barking dogs, things that David Berkowitz claimed that drove him mad to commit these terrible crimes. So my partner takes a breath and he goes, no, but I can tell you what torments me, Vic. And I says, what's that? He goes, my idiot mailman who keeps delivering my mail to the wrong address because he can't get the number right. So be sure to check out my new book, The NYPD's Flying Circus, Cops, Crime, and Chaos.
Do you love this show? Is there another show like it? No, because we're live on a Sunday night. It's spectacular to be with you on a Sunday night. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. I'm looking at the weather map because Dr. Dave said scary things. It's going to be a horrible week. You know, that's just what it's going to be. The reason, I believe, that most of us get disappointed after birthdays, Christmas, is because the things you and I want that are deep in our soul, we can't put on a list. We cannot say to our friend, our partner, this is what I want for Christmas. This is what I want for my birthday. We can't say them. Because what we really want is a new partner, a new spouse, a new home, a new career, a different body that's 30 pounds thinner, different children, different life choices. Because on any given day, most of us live in our choices. There's the choice that we made to own this Pontiac, to get this Charger, and the choice to not get the Chrysler. And when we go from the car to the Kroger, when we go from the car to work, when we go through the toll, we have these moments when we're totally alone. There's nobody with us. We have an open parking lot, an open field, a hallway, an elevator ride where we're alone. And in those moments of alone, we are faced with the choices that we didn't make, the other side of the choices. I talked before about being in Rome, and I chose to take a first-class seat on Delta back to New York because I had a free seat, rather than spend New Year's Eve with Gabrielle, a beautiful, sweet girl from Switzerland. I was insane. But that was my choice. And on my Christmas list, I would say, you know, I made a mistake. I was on a first date when I was in high school with Susie. Susie was gorgeous. She had a sculpted face. That's what they would call it. Everything was perfect. And she was a natural blonde, and she was tiny. She was smart. Her father was a doctor. She lived in a house that had a moat around it to keep me out. We went out on a date. I did everything wrong. Everything. I'm not going to tell the story again. I tell it about twice a year. That's enough. However, the other part of the story, the end of that story, is that when I was 28, and I was a vice president at ABC, and I had a very official job and a huge desk, I had the biggest desk you've ever seen. My uncle, who I adored, knew the Susie story. He knew the Susie story. And he called me at work. He never called me at work. Why didn't he ever call me at work? Because he was a beautician. He had no reason to call me at work. He was a beautician. And he calls me up, and my secretary says, "Your uncle's on the phone." And I'm thinking somebody died. And I pick up the phone. I say, "Hi, how are you?" And he says, "Susie is in my chair." I'm like, "What?" He whispers it to me. He says, "Susie is in my chair." Now I'm 28. It's 10 years later. I have the opportunity to fix the mistake. Am I married? No. Is there any reason I couldn't have tried again with Susie? No. She was available. She was single and available. He said, "Do you want to talk to her?" And I said, "No." This is Sterling on Sunday. Harry's Razors. I am so happy that Harry's Razors is part of Sterling on Sunday. I know they are thrilled as well. Because Harry's Razors are very different than any other razor you might use on your beautiful face. They are made in their own German factory, a factory that's been making razors for 100 years. And they get their steel from Sweden. The Harry's people control every single aspect of the manufacturing process, including the beautiful ergonomic handle. The great thing about this handle is it's meant to be held in the shower. It's not one of these theoretical handles. This is meant for the shower. Difficult to drop this handle. Ergonomic handle plus the shave gel, which has a wonderful scent, a great aroma, and it's not overwhelming or it's not too little. It's just right, and it's a great smell. That's why I love this trial set that's being made available to you through Sterling on Sunday. Sterling on Sunday makes this possible. Now think about what you paid for a razor and a razor blade the last time you went. Maybe you were on the road, you forgot your razor and razor blade, and you went to the drugstore and went, oh my gosh, this is crazy. This is crazy too because it's so low. Harrys.com. Here's what you get in the trial set. Ready? You get a Harry's blade. It has five little blades in it. A Harry's blade. Then you get the handle, a beautiful ergonomic handle. Feels just right. You can pick the color, beautiful colors. And you get this foaming shave gel, which I love because it smells wonderful. And a nice travel box. All of that for $3. Yes, all of that for $3. All you do is put in my name, Walter, in the promo code section at harrys.com when you check out. Walter! Now, you figure, well, shipping and handling must be $800. Shipping and handling's free. Shipping and handling is free. Go to harrys.com, enter the promo code Walter. Harrys.com, promo code Walter. Try it. Thank you.
Live from an all-American laundry room, it's Sterling on Sunday.
Did you ever watch the TV show Nickelodeon, Victorious? Did you ever watch Victorious? I love that show, along with iCarly. Love that show. iCarly's coming back. But Victorious, which wasn't quite as good a show, had hotter people in it, including Victoria Justice. Therefore, I follow Victoria Justice on Instagram and on Facebook. But never is Victoria Justice with anybody. She's always alone. Victoria Justice is alone. Why is she always alone? Now, Victoria, if you need someone in the photos with you, I'd be happy to be the before picture in the photos with you. No problem. But we love Victoria Justice. She does not seem to have any friends. Everybody else in iCarly or what was the boy band one? They all have friends. Tons of James Maslow always has friends with him. I don't know what this problem is, but I look at these choices, and our lives is a series of choices. I made this choice with this girl in high school to not go out with her when I had a chance to do it 10 years later. It's unfortunate, but that's where we live. When we're alone in solitude, we live with the other choice. Not the choice we've made, but the other choice. And there's a certain futility in our choices and a certain loneliness, which is why we're Midnight Misfits. The real gift that you and I want at birthdays and at Christmas, the real gift that we want, we cannot express. What do we really want? We want our partner to be 30 pounds skinnier. Can we say that? No. We want our partner to have different parents because we really don't like spending all that time with the in-laws. But can we say that? Absolutely not. There are simple ones such as, I wish I hadn't gotten a Chrysler. That's simple, except that it's 4 years till I can actually really do anything about it. This is who we are. Inside each of us is the real list, the genuine list of things that we would like, and it cannot be expressed. As a result, we're living a life of futility. We're living a life trapped in lists that cannot be fulfilled. Living a life that cannot be satisfied. Would I like to go someplace different for vacation? Yes. I would like to have a longer vacation. Is that going to happen? No. So what we start to do is when we realize that there are things that are inside, that live inside, that we'd like to bring outside, what we start to do is sublimate them. We don't think about them. We eat. We act out inappropriately in other ways. We have to scratch this itch, but we can't do it. Our insides never can come outside. The things that we ask for, the list that we make. Make a list of what you want for your birthday. Make a list of what you want for Christmas. And what do? You go and you look at catalogs. You go look online. You see things on TV. Those become your list. Those are somebody else's lists. Those are the lists that ad agency executives want you to have. Here's your list. Here, take this list. Here are the top 10 things people are asking for Christmas. Here are the top 10 things people are asking for at this time of year, for Valentine's Day. Here's your list. Save the problem. Solve the problem for you. And you start to write it down. You hand it to your significant other. Oh, please get me this list. But it's not your list. Your list is inside, begging to come out. Some men find that it comes out at a strip club. Okay, I'm not that guy. Other men find that it comes out at the auto show. Healthier. Some men find out it comes out with a mistress. But it tends to come out inappropriately, doesn't it? It tends to come out in ways that aren't healthy. For a guy, it might be with another guy. For a woman, it might be with another woman. But it's not an approved list. We do not actually get what we want. Because what we want is an approved list from ad agencies handed to us. And I'm not saying it cynically. This is just the way it is. Our human condition is unique. Now, if you're a chimpanzee, if you're a duck, and you see a piece of food over there, what do? You go over there and you get the piece of food. Self-fulfillment. They're fulfilled. They're actualized. The monkey is actualized in a way that we are not. The duck is actualized in a way that we are not. They get the piece of food and then they go take a nap. They have a wonderful life. And they're completely self-aware. Wild animals are completely self-aware because they spend their day surviving. They know they are mortal and they spend their day surviving. That's what they do. That's all they do. And at the end of the day, they sleep. They sleep soundly. They have the best sleep imaginable, a sleep that you and I don't have. Well, do you have trouble sleeping? You need an adjustable bed. You need a motorized bed to stop your snoring and make you move around. The aardvark does not need that. The aardvark needs the back of your garage, and it sleeps for 12 hours. Not a problem. But everything that we really want is already inside of us. And nothing that's outside is going to be put inside. We can make a list, but it's not going to get inside. What's inside is a conglomeration of thousands of messages we've seen in our lifetime. A little piece of this, a color from here, this word from over here, that encounter with her, that encounter with him, those get mixed up, swirled up in a blender in our brain, in our ego, and lives inside of us. It does not come out. The rarest of people are fortunate enough to have it come out. The rest of us, it's futile. Can't come out. It can't come out, or you're denied everything that you want outside today. You will lose your home, the relationship with your children, the relationship with your significant other, your work. You'll lose all of it because you'll be perceived as a crazy person, selfish, egotistical. How dare you want that? Only the rarest of artists who lives in pure isolation, absolute isolation, gets to exercise whatever what this is, what's inside of us, this thing. Everybody else just sits and waits by the edge of the river, watching the river go by and go, I have a Facebook page. It's Walter M. Sterling at Facebook. It's a wacky Facebook page. Every email I get gets answered. Walter M. Sterling, S-T-E-R-L-I-N-G, Walter M. Sterling at Gmail. Walter M. Sterling at Gmail. Every email I get gets answered. Then, oh, thank God, I have a Twitter account, Walter M. Sterling, and a podcast. The podcast is original content. It's not a lift from my show. It's original content. It's a real podcast. It's called Midnight Misfits. You can get it at Apple iTunes, Midnight Misfits at Apple iTunes. And they're not long. That's the great. What's the best thing about your podcast, Walter? They're not long. They're about 20 minutes. That's really all anybody can take, isn't it? Right? That's, you don't want any more than that. You want maybe the length of time to get to work and back, or the length of time to walk to work and back. Doesn't need to be any longer than that. That's the podcast. So I think we've covered the social waterfront. Have I? Yeah. Facebook, Twitter, email, WalterMSterling@gmail. Every email gets answered. And yeah, that's it. I'm here every Sunday from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. It's a live show. That's right. What you're listening to live on KXNT in Vegas right now, it's live. I take phone calls. We have a good time. It's a remarkable event all the way around. The greatest gift that you and I can be given is a request for help.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday. All right. Right. Stay bright.